take pictures.
Will everybody be there tomorrow?
I think so. Like, yes, because I know we have. Yeah.
Okay.
Yeah, because I think the Peter Man and Joey are going to be manning Mission Control back here.
Do they know this?
Yes, they do.
Okay. I gave somebody a hard time. They told me they went to Oscars a couple weeks ago, and it was their first time they'd been to Oscars.
Oh, the maiden voyage?
Yeah.
What'd they get?
I got a burger and fries.
Oh, come on!
I was like, really?
Jeez.
I was like, it has the best wings in the city.
Yes.
I mean, I know
you, want a bracket.
I know you, just you and a buddy that were going there, probably weren't going to split a pizza, because that's kind of awkward.
Oh, the big O, though.
I said, you got a burger and fries? Your first time at Oscars and you got a burger and fries?
Why splitting a pizza weird with a buddy?
I don't know. That just seems a little weird. To me.
Is this going
to
be the pancake thing
like,
again?
Get your own. By the way, lots of momentum. People are with me. Johnny the Pig, who I think is one of the better underrated foodie guys in town.
Yeah.
He said most of the places in town, Bisquick, 90% Bisquick. The pancake just as your breakfast at a restaurant in a great breakfast town. If you did not hear the crossover yesterday, I got no time for you.
Okay? Just saying.
Pro pancake or anti pancake?
Well, you're not anti pancake,
like
but just
pancakes. Right.
But as a standalone.
Oh yes.
Like if you're going to just standalone pancakes, stay at home.
If I'm going to brunch, I want some stuff. Give me a side of pancakes. I go all fat ass here.
I've had good. I push back on they all taste the same.
Aren't they low-cal?
They are. What's the?
No wonder I have a pill thing now. With
what's the place in Benson? 1912. Am I totally making that
1890,
up?
1890, it's an NIL collective.
By the way.
They have their own beer.
Whoa. This was funny.
Whoa, why'd you just get all excited?
Because you said 1890. I'm driving back from the game last night.
Davison's hitting you up for money?
No. Nope.
Davison's on the broadcast. The guys have given up. They're down 9-4 against KU. Like, and now to take you home, here's Matt.
Take over, Matt. I'm in the bag.
What did you say? Hold on. Let me, because people are like, they're probably screaming at the radio. What did you say? Breakfast spot in Benson?
In Benson. JoJo's. Now, I don't know if.
Go to JoJo's?
Nope. And this isn't necessarily even a breakfast spot. It's just a bar, but they had brunch.
McDonald's?
But 1912. Now, they are temporarily closed right now,
okay.
But they had a really good brunch. They had an amazing pancake, and then I'm telling you,
like
y'all
Buck.
Think I'm crazy, and when we did our unauthorized Big Red Breakfast this year at Hy-Vee, I can't remember, one of our listeners got the pancake and said, you were right, it's good.
The one with all the stuff
Sean.
On it.
Oh, yeah, Sean. Yeah, yeah. Sean said, Sean, good call on the pancake, man. It is good. It is good. It is very good. So if you do have, if your pancake stands out from the regular Bisquick, I'm okay with it. But to your point, Gary, yeah, I'm a little bit more familiar with having a pancake and a side of bacon or some scrambled eggs.
Not grabbing my cash only, and going to Lisa's Radio Cafe and getting a pancake. Like I go to the foodie sites. There is none of these great breakfast spots in Omaha have the pancake as the first picture you're going to see.
If they do, though, you might want to check it out.
Then they're probably like your 1912, which was a terrible year. I think we lost a war.
You're just, I can't believe how down you are on the pancake.
They just got Leavenworth.
But real quickly on the 1890, you know who they welcomed to the initiative that's still up there? Matar Jope. You might want to update that. I just thought that was really weird. I'm like, wait a minute. What's this billboard on Jope? And then I realize, it's for the 1890. Welcome into the initiative. Bit outdated. Might want to update that one.
Well, you know, the portal is kind of crazy.
Yeah. It's hard to keep up. I get it.
Yeah.
I get it.
So last night, Nebraska baseball lost to KU. Creighton baseball beat number 13 Coastal Carolina, where, you know, you're playing well when the Teddy Dieters catch in right field in the eighth inning. Is important, but maybe not the most important performance. They got a good spot out of the bullpen last night.
Okay,
and great win for Creighton. And I know Nebraska baseball fan is a little bit beside themselves, and I can't help you on the midweek. It's a lot of mental stuff, but you can't use 10 pitchers to walk 12 guys and then, they walked 7 guys and then leave 12 on base. I mean, it was a little bit of everything in that game. But just rest assured, Husker baseball fan who has a big series with Iowa this weekend. Nebraska's RPI did not take a major hit.
Nope.
23rd. Creighton's didn't get much of a bump. They're at 47. But Nebraska baseball's RPI is better than LSU's, which is 36th right now.
Mm-hmm.
Take that, Paul Skeens.
The Creighton RPI, having watched them and now watching them against ranked opponents, it's still, to me, based on what they've done in conference play, pretty appropriate. At some point, you've got to win those series. At some point, you've got to be, you know, we talked about this earlier in the show. For Nebraska,
Nebraska got off to a good start.
They did.
They played a schedule that had some notable teams that, like OU was playing really, really well.
Yep.
Creighton got off to a hot start, but their schedule wasn't littered with RPI bumpers.
You didn't have Baylor, Oklahoma, and Texas Tech
now,
in there.
Now you do. You still have, I mean, UConn's a higher RPI than Creighton right now, still on the schedule, but they did work last night. But I think I brought this up the other day about Nebraska baseball. I think we view, because we see them for 56 games, we're viewing Nebraska baseball differently than national guys are viewing Nebraska baseball. Like Kendall Rogers will release something on D1 Baseball today that Nebraska's a solid two and still in the running to be a host. Just get that, erase that from your brain.
Right.
But the mere fact is, another midweek loss, Nebraska's in a very important 8-game homestand that now they're 2-4, 2-3, 2-3 with three to go.
Yeah.
But they're 5-8 in the month of April. You cannot overlook that. I know it's a marathon of a season, but now we're starting to put on the shoes to sprint to the finish line.
Yeah.
I think I view Nebraska still in a slump, even with their series win over Maryland.
And this
can't
is
convince me otherwise.
I'm totally with you. This is what you can believe with Nebraska. I think that's probably the biggest challenge that a lot of people have with Nebraska right now is what can you truly trust with this team? And
that Bill Murray's going to show up and film another edition of Groundhog Day surrounding a week around Nebraska baseball.
It would work. It would definitely work. The part of the pitching where I do think you do have your weekend rotation figured out. I think Will Walsh is your Sunday guy. Don't overthink that part of it. I think he's your Sunday guy.
Thank God you have a horse that is your number one.
Yep.
And he's a really good.
He's
I'd ride him to Churchill Downs next week.
And I know it's
might be uncomfortable, but
for the comparison, just because he was a utility player, an everyday player, in Jake Myers, I think that comparison's thrown out there a lot. But I will say that the one common trait for both of those guys is the fact that they're elite competitors, and those are the guys you want on Sunday. Okay, they are. They're elite competitors. You've got a great guy in Sears as well. And what you're going to get out of McConaughey, obviously not good last weekend, but I don't think it's ready to hit the panic button. There is a bullpen element to this right now that I don't know if you do fully trust. But I continue to go back on, and this you can even channel back to last Tuesday, on a night that the wind was howling out of left field, that Nebraska offensively did not take advantage of that with the long ball as much as I thought that they would. There is still, and then you mentioned the runners left on base at 12, and that inability, again, with the early portion of the game to put a dent into it. It's Kansas that gets the crooked number, not Nebraska. I go back to that Rutgers game on the road on that Sunday series decider. That, to me, is a concern. It's the sporadic offense where you have guys that show you they can give you some serious competitive at-bats, but in the moments that it matters the most, to me, that is the bigger concern right now. And as we talk about this month of April and the losses, to me, that common denominator is the inability to consistently string hits together when it matters.
It's kind of on repeat when they play in midweek, but a lot of it, if your starting pitcher gives you confidence, they usually respond.
Mm-hmm.
Like Drew Christo fell apart after a really interesting first inning where he got three strikeouts on swing and miss.
Yeah.
And then
goes
struggled
to
begin the second inning, and he completely fell apart.
Yep.
Completely fell apart. Now, there's a part of last night. You sent me a picture. I saw other people commenting on the picture that was posted by Rob Anderson. I think he wanted to show you the sunset.
It was gorgeous. The moon was gorgeous last night, too.
Last night at Haymarket Park, 5,168 people drank beer, ran on the field, some closed, some not, during the game to disrupt it.
It's like Detroit.
It was debauchery. And at Boland Stadium, you think softball fans would have been polite?
Well, I heard they put Steel Reserve on tap over there, so it just got even crazier.
First time the Nebraska softball fans got to drink. Mm-hmm. I'm surprised the scoreboard's still standing. There were people hanging off the scoreboard.
It's like the Coliseum in
Escape
from LA. It was 10-cent
beer night at Municipal Stadium in Cleveland all over again.
And there was a lady from Beaver Crossing named Kathy without on the berm just taking notes. 5,168 showed up at Haymarket Park. Going to be big crowds this weekend. It'll be one of those things like when Buck Belzer still existed and Nebraska baseball would play on a spring game day. You would start the game and there'd be like 35 people in the stands on those bleachers, those, you know, those metal bleachers at Buck Belzer.
Yeah.
And then the spring game would end and it would be like a swarm of people would come in for three innings and they'd just leave.
Yeah.
And they'd still have like six innings to go in the game.
Thanks, guys.
Like this weekend, it'll be big time crowds at Haymarket Park. So 5,168 last night. Anybody got an explanation for Creighton works to get Coastal Carolina here, number 13 team in the country, midweek? It's April. We bitch about, oh, why do they always play the same teams? Why do they always play North Dakota State? Why do they always play South Dakota? Why do they play Wichita State?
Why do they play Air Force?
Creighton got Coastal Carolina to come here.
Mm-hmm.
Hell, they... Interesting story. From Chicago to here, Creighton, Coastal Carolina, and the Omaha Storm Chasers shared a plane Sunday.
Oh, really?
Yeah.
Oh.
And cool, Coastal Carolina, good on you. Hey,
yep.
To come in here and play. But also, when they were here for the College World Series in 2016, they visited a local hospital. They went back to that hospital yesterday.
That's awesome.
But why do we only have 1,651 announced last night downtown? Why?
No idea.
Gorgeous night.
Why?
No idea. Absolutely no idea.
Gorgeous night. Nice baseball game to watch.
You've got a baseball team like Creighton that is playing good. I mean, yeah, we talk about the conference, but you're now one game away from 30 wins. You've got a perennial power in Coastal Carolina, a recent national champion that people were bonkers over when they made their way to Omaha, and they were the adopted team. And it's a top 20 team in midweek with good weather, too. I don't understand it. I wasn't shocked, though. I honestly wasn't shocked.
It was a smattering of fans that watched that game last night, and I think it's very disrespectful to Creighton, as you alluded to, the season they're having, to have 1,651 people
mm-hmm.
that decided to have a little congregation last night to watch some baseball.
I think it was a White Sox game.
There's a high school game in town outdrew them, by the way.
Sure. Wouldn't shock me. It's unfortunate that we've talked about this with Nebraska and Creighton when they play there as well. I anticipate, as long as the weather holds, which I believe it will next Tuesday, that will be your biggest crowd until we get to the Big Ten tournament when Nebraska's involved. But this is, I'm glad you bring up disrespectful to Creighton, because I do think for this team and for these guys that do get really excited to play at the ballpark that hosts the College World Series, at some point, you're looking around at that many empty seats, and you're playing a top 20 team, and you're thinking, what the hell are we doing?
Yeah. Which just adds to the point, and it's going to be really cool.
But what do we need to do,
importantly? Creighton baseball and softball get a new complex, and you know that it'll be designed really, really cool. It'll be intimate.
Yes.
Maybe I wouldn't go more than 4,000.
Mm-hmm.
And I also
a little bigger than Tal Anderson.
And I also would do this. Stop playing at the Chuck. Stop when you get your stadium.
I
don't care if you're playing Nebraska, Coastal Carolina, or the South Omaha YMCA.
Make them come to your new stadium.
Well, because
South Omaha is good.
Because even if you play Nebraska, for example, and you get 4,000, it would sell out. It is a great atmosphere. It would be a really, really cool atmosphere. You know that mm-hmm. they're going to design the ballpark, so it's really, really unique. They got to. I get it's a recruiting thing. You got to stop playing in the Chuck, because when 1,651 people are in the cookie cutter,
it looks bad.
It mm-hmm. looks terrible.
Real bad.
Okay.
Yep.
And let's be honest, the draw just to go there to go, wow, it's not there. It's there in June. It's not there during the Creighton season unless you're getting a free ticket.
Yeah.
When they get on campus, I know there'll be the urge. And again, I think they're going to, I've heard some of the rumblings. They're going to have a really cool complex. It'll be great for Ed's program.
CWS will be able to utilize it as well.
I believe.
You got to stop playing there, okay? The place is too big. I know you pick up a recruit at the airport and you can't drive by it and go, hey, we play right there. Well, you're going to be able to here shortly. Like Mike Kemp used to always tell me this. I said, why are you guys playing at the Chai?
Mm-hmm.
He goes, hey, man, I can't pick up a recruit at the airport and drive by that NBA, NHL arena and go, hey, that's where we play.
Yeah.
A lot of it is optics. But in this case, they'll have a nice little ballpark that's right on campus. And, you know, you can say, hey, our goal is to someday play in that stadium.
Yeah.
But it's just, when you get a small crowd like that, it looks really, really bad. And, you know, Teddy Dieter's Sports Center, I mean, if you're sitting at home and you know nothing about the situation, you're like, man, the weather must have been bad in Omaha.
Mm-hmm. Yeah.
They haven't gotten over COVID yet.
Exactly. Oh, they still got limited seating there, huh?
Yeah. You know, they had the promotion. Come dressed as an empty seat night.
Friends and family. This was the other thing that I thought of. When you have those type of campus venues like you do have in Omaha, at Tal Anderson and Clawson, those are perfect. You have university housing all around them. And you've been to many of those games where you get people that show up because, first of all, it's newer, but it's just convenient. You feel like you're more part of the ball game. The other thing is, I'm watching yesterday, they have Ryan Kalkbrenner, Farabello, and Shireman all throw out a first pitch. And I'm thinking, if you do that in a environment where more students are there, more fans are there, people are excited to actually see that. There were dozens of people that had a chance to watch those three throw out a first pitch.
I mean, it's going to be cool to help with attendance next Tuesday. They're going to have Tominaga throw out the first pitch.
You're not serious.
Hey, man, we got to all make some money. The Storm Chasers are promoting Skeens' pitch today.
What if you have, so go to the basketball theme, you have Tominaga, North Platte's finest, and then you can bring back Baylor and just have both of them throw out the first pitch. Unity.
I think I'd bring back Derek Walker, Sam Griesel as well.
This is the thing. It'll be a good crowd next week, but it won't be a crowd that you watch. We've talked about this many times. The old Creighton-Nebraska rivalry at Rosenblatt, where you would get 20,000 for that May game, that finale.
Yeah.
You will get, maybe you could shoot for 10 on Tuesday, as long as the weather holds out. But that's 10 in a ballpark. It's going to still look empty.
Yeah. That's why when they get their own complex on campus, it's going to be really, really cool. And don't go play in the Chuck. Play at a 3,500 to 4,000 seat stadium on campus, even if it is your chief rival.
Because
it'll be an electric place.
Yeah.
And last night, it was good that everybody got to catch up on everybody's conversations.
Can you imagine that game last night in a venue like that against Coastal Carolina, how that place would have been packed and how that would have felt for the players? Good on them to be able to...
Yeah,
you know, not have to worry about that stuff. I think that speaks volumes of this team.
So I'm hoping this little PSA here, because I like baseball, you like baseball. I'm doing a doubleheader of baseball today. I'll be there tonight in not upstairs, you know, where I'm a little bit warmer. I'm gonna be
it'll be plenty nice.
I will
tonight.
Have a section to myself.
Good. Yeah, you will.
So I hope when they play again tonight and they announce the attendance, it is much greater than 1,651.
I don't know what else you have to do other than the team down in Lincoln coming to town that's going to draw the interest. I would think anytime you get a top 20 team, a legitimate top 20 team in Coastal Carolina, that there are more baseball fans and Creighton fans on top of that, but more baseball fans that would want to see that opportunity to a team that potentially could at the very least be in a super regional, if not be back in Omaha in June.
Okay, so that's an interesting angle because Joe says, I'm a baseball fan. He goes, I'm more of an Omaha Maverick fan. I'm not really Nebraska or Creighton.
Mm-hmm.
He goes, I didn't know Coastal Carolina was here until you guys were talking about it yesterday. Sean writes in, tweets at us at Gary Sharp 1620, at Nick Hanley 1620. Nobody supports Creighton baseball. The fans that show up for basketball in the winter don't show up in the spring.
That's true. I totally agree with that.
And most importantly, the athletic department doesn't support it. Never have. That's not the case.
I don't know. Yeah, I think now, as far as the basketball fans.
Now, the transition to the Big East, baseball is the one that's taken a hit and probably in their budget as well because it's a men's basketball school and it needs to be a high-level men's basketball school. It's open for more. I want people to be out. I want them to enjoy baseball.
In the stream, Bleeds Jays Blue.
And a good team that's playing.
Says, would have been nice if they had promoted Kalk, Baylor, and Bello.
Did they sign autographs?
Did
Kalk say he was coming back as he threw out the first
pitch? Well, he did have a pretty sweet jersey on. It was a custom jersey. Because they weren't pulling this out of the old gear trunk and saying, here you go. I mean, this was custom. It supported him.
They didn't announce, Three former Creighton Blue Jays out on the
mound. Yeah, they didn't do that. And we've seen Baylor Shireman at several games. Cameras always shown them. Farabella has been there as well. I don't know if that was the first time I've seen Kalk at a game. But, yeah, that was just kind of a cool thing. I don't know how well the athletic department maybe promoted that part of it. But I don't even think that's the point. I'm just thinking of cool moments like that, recognizable basketball players on how crazy people are about the basketball program and the success that they've had. If you're at an environment where you do have maybe more student attendance because it's closer to campus, how cool that would be to have that many butts in the seat to give them a warm welcome. Look, it's not about those guys, but it's one of those examples of, man, that was a cool moment to see those guys throw out a first pitch, but who got a chance to really see it? Nobody was there.
All right, 7:55. Frankie Fiddler's coming up at 9. Committed to Michigan State yesterday. We'll get the reasoning why. And also, this path when you go into the portal. Maybe he will give us an inkling of what his best friend, Chucky Hepburn, is going to do. Maybe he will give us an inkling on easing Fred Hoiberg's concern on what William Kyle III will do. He'll join us coming up at 9. Also, stopping by will be Brandon Vogel. Mornings with Sharp and Hanley on 1620 The Zone. Hey, not necessarily going to wear a suit to go to a baseball game today, but if you are and you're sneaking away from work to go watch Paul Skeens pitch out at Warner Park at 11 today, I'm guessing that probably that tag that came from Lindley Clothing. Is it a Peter Millar? Is it a Bugatti? Is it one of the top brands that they have at Lindley Clothing and well-suited, located in the Linden Market, 132nd and West Dodge? You're looking for a suit. Don't rent by. You can find the best brands, the best prices, the best customer service. They're going to take care of you to find the fit that kids, your own kids, will say, "Dad, that's rad." And you know what? You've been saying that to your son. Your dad said it to you. They've been dressing men for nearly 9 decades. Why? The selection, customer service, and on-site tailor. Now, I found out that they don't actually tailor your clothes while you're wearing them because there's something against that. But they'll do it right there for you, and they will take care of you like they've taken care of me and many other men. Lindley Clothing, well-suited. Check them out today. A lot of things coming up here in the spring. You need sportswear to jeans to suits to even a sport coat. Lindley Clothing, well-suited. 132nd and West Dodge in the Linden Market.